Welcome, everybody. Mike Adams here of Brighttown.com and NaturalNews.com. And today I'm joined by a very special guest, Dr. Katie Wyman Norris, known as just Dr. Katie because she's such a good friend. We had a chance to meet up and do an interview live in Austin recently at a filming event that was taking place. Maybe we'll talk about that. Her website is katiesorganics.com, and that's Katie with a C, katiesorganics.com. And she joins us now to talk about nutrition and what we've learned from the COVID years and where we're going with all this. Dr. Katie, it's an honor to have you on. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. It really is wonderful connecting with you. You know, you're such an icon in the industry of health and wellness, and wow, what an honor.
Oh, no, the honor is all mine. You're doing amazing work, and we had a great time, you and me and Doc Tony all together there at the Andy Wakefield film event. We were behind the scenes. We were actually part of the scene of the film, right? I mean,
right. How fun.
It was pretty wild. But getting to what we're talking about here today, let's start with COVID. Now, COVID has brought a lot of people's attention to nutrition, which has a, you know, very positive silver lining. People are looking at nutrition in ways they never did before. What do you think are the top things that the world has learned since COVID and the vaccines and all that? What have people learned about nutrition that maybe wasn't well known before, in your view?
Well, what I see with people, like, you know, me connecting with people that come to my site or I get to know them and everything, is that they can't take anything for granted. Like, every single thing you put in your body is so important. And so they want to know what it is that is going to make the difference, you know, to protect them from, you know, the variants, the COVID, and, you know, this bio warfare kind of thing that's going on. And also those who have taken it, the actual shot, what can they do, you know, to protect, you know, to help themselves? You know, I mean, I had one guy come to me and he was in tears and he said, "I can't believe I even did this. You know, how can I get this out of me?" You know? And so there's, you know, a real dilemma, because you're also looking at, you know, the shedding that occurs. And we were so fortunate because we had a beautiful event with Robert F. Kennedy and also with Dr. McCullough, Dr. Brian Hooker, some amazing doctors who came into our home last week. And the one thing that Dr. McCullough said was that the research that's come out is showing that basically like 99% of us have been affected, whether it's directly from the shot or from the shedding. So think about that. You know, you think that you're protected because you didn't get the shot. You know what I'm saying? But when you're around other people who have gotten the shot, they are shedding. And I do believe that shedding will continue to manifest depending on different things. If they're, for instance, if they're too heavy, they're going to be spewing a lot, you know, and their fat cells they're going to continuously be spewing up the shedding and coming off of them. There's numerous reasons. If they're under a lot of stress, their cortisol levels go up. It affects on how you are shedding, how you're reacting to the actual shot. And so, you know, and I always say this, I mean, there is definitely a smell to the people that got the shot. And so, whoa, you can also, if you didn't have the shot, you can actually pick up that smell because you've been in and around people who have gotten the shot and that are shedding. So,
well, see that, I have to interrupt because that fulfills my wish of getting a vaccine sniffing dog. I want a dog trained to sniff out vaccines.
Think that would be brilliant, actually.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, trained to bark on alert, vaccine.
Keep
vaccine.
Away, right?
Yeah. No, but in all seriousness, what you're talking about here, we need to almost back up and make sure the audience is fully tracking this. I mean, our audience is very smart, very informed, very sophisticated.
They are, definitely.
But I just want to repeat something that you said. So, of course, those who took the vax and the boosters, they are the factories of the spike protein. They're generating
Absolutely.
It in their bodies. So they're getting it in their blood from their own cells, whereas other people who have not taken the vaccine, but they are being shed upon, in that scenario, it is an external vector that is easier for the body to defend against. You know, it's not in you,
right,
from the onset. So it's a pathogen from outside, or it's a chemical attack from the outside. So, you know, thank God, even if we are exposed to it from those who are shedding, thank God our bodies aren't factories generating it, because that would be so much worse. But it does underscore right. The importance of detox and defense and a functioning immune system and all of that, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's the whole thing, is that, you know, they're creating these variants. And so those variants are just like being kind of spewed out and everything. And so ultimately, there are so many things that we can do to protect ourselves, you know, and I think one of the most important things is through nutrition, you know, and what goes along with that is, you know, being very specific on what you are putting in your body, and getting the rest that you need, getting the exercise that you need. But then you look at these people like who have gotten the shot, and many of these athletes are just dropping dead, you know, and you think, oh my, you know, these are supposed to be healthy people, you know, and you think you could fight it off just by doing that. And so, you know, obviously that's not the case. You know, there are many other factors to the situation, whether or not you're able to chelate out the heavy metals, because, you know, you've got the graphene oxide and, you know, instigated what it that along with the gel that is inside of the body basically works together, and it creates these little this is little like worm kind of things in the body. And ultimately what happens is it's from like the 5G will actually make these little things align up and start growing in the body. And so they'll grow really long inside of the body. I know I don't explain it really well, but the thing is the most important thing that you need to take away from this is the fact that they've shown, and Dr. McCullough talked about this on Friday, and he said, basically what was happening with people was that when they were around a lot of 5G or a lot of electromagnetic fields, this makes it grow much faster in the body. And so they get into the organs and glands, and then that's how people are dying, because it gets, you know, it's just growing and growing and filling up in different organs and things like that. So ultimately,
that would be a binary weapon system then, that at first you have to be injected with this mRNA that has instructions.
Exactly.
And then secondly, from the theory that you just were describing there, you would have to be exposed to these electromagnetic fields that cause this self-assembly to accelerate. And by the way, from what you're describing there, it doesn't have to be a living organism. You know, you use the word worm, I think, just to describe how it's linear.
It's like a worm-like, you know, exactly.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be an actual living worm parasite.
No, not at all. It's what's creating it is the ingredients that they've injected into you, along with the electromagnetic fields, creates that self-assembly. And the self-assembly will actually stop or slow down the more you're away from the 5G or the electromagnetic fields. So, which is why I see a lot of people trying to move away from the city, because you're just getting bombarded with the EMFs, and you see cell towers everywhere. Yeah. And so I think one of the most important things that I want to share, because I know you had a show with Steve, what was his last name? He was talking about the most important thing that is happening right now is the geoengineering. You guys were brilliant. I just saw it a couple of days ago.
That was that geoengineeringwatch.org?
No. Oh, that was,
Steve Quayle?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, and he is exactly right. And what I want people to be able to take away today is the solution to that, and along with other solutions with what's going on with them, because we have to really look at what's happening throughout the entire world right now, almost the entire world, really, and realize that we still could make a difference in this and make a change. And whether it means that we get rid of our, you know, I don't know that people are going to give up their cell phones because they're so addicted to them. And you guys talked about satellite phones, which I think, you know, you're still getting like getting electromagnetic fields, right? From satellite. Is that true?
Well, it's completely different. The satellite antenna shoots straight up and you hold it up. So you orient the antenna up, whereas your mobile phone is going horizontally in all directions through your head, through your body.
Oh.
See? So yeah, it's totally different. The satellite phones are not designed to broadcast horizontally across the horizon.
Right. Well, here's the thing. The bottom line is that we know that when we turn it off or reduce it, it stops the assembly and ultimately will save people's lives the more that they get away from that. Just that simple thing, which is not so simple because obviously it's all around us, right? When mm-hmm. we sleep down in our bed, we've got the 60 hertz, which is 60 the hertz in the wall, the electricity in the wall, and that makes our blood go about 60 cycles per second. We know that we get, we can get leukemia from that. We can get, all kinds of viruses and pathogens, Epstein-Barr, chronic fatigue. We get electrically sensitive just from that and stuff. So when we're looking at 5G, we're looking at not just 60 hertz, we're looking at 5 billion hertz, you know, and obviously they have not turned that on full blast, but they've turned it up, and just even turning it up to like 700 hertz has killed a lot of people from the research that I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, and that's something that Children's Health Defense is covering quite extensively as well. Yeah, it is a kill grid. That's why that special I did with Steve Quayle, we called it Kill Grid Countdown. But
absolutely.
And there are multiple vectors. But let me ask you this, getting back to nutrition.
Yes.
Don't you find it amazing that even to this day, the FDA claims there's no such thing as any nutrient that can prevent or treat COVID? And they say the only allowed treatments are those that are not scientifically proven, which is the vaccines or remdesivir. So in other words, the only thing that is, quote, the science are things that have no science behind them. But if you say, well, what about nutrition? They say, oh, there's no science behind that. And you say, well, there's no science behind the vaccine. Oh, but that is the science. You know, what is right is wrong. Right. You end up in these crazy, insane logic games with.
But, you know, the great thing is that your listeners are so wise and understand this. And we know that, you know, we need to focus obviously on our immune system there. I mean, just vitamin E alone is an immune regulator, you know? And so if we're eating walnuts or, you know, getting like sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds and things that are rich in vitamin E and different nutrients, you know, like spinach, you know, foods like spinach and carrots and, you know, that are of the highest vibration. You don't want to get just the normal stuff you get in the grocery store. You really have to get organic and, you know, go to farmers markets, really be specific about the foods that you're ingesting. Mm-hmm. And one of the most important things I think is that because we can't just get it from that. We are fighting so hard. Our bodies are fighting so hard that we really need superfoods, you mm-hmm. know, and because like I had the Lyme disease and I was sick almost all of my life. And my kids got it also and everything. And I know that all of the superfoods that I had studied and, you know, put together and everything, it was truly in order to turn on our cells, turn the light on our bodies so that we could think again, so that our hearts would work better, our lungs would work better, the elasticity in our lungs, so that we had great silica from plant foods that were going to help, you know, bring our help with just the respiration, because I had such problems with my own respiration. And, you know, there were so many different things. I was looking at B vitamins from the plant foods that had the highest B vitamins for energy production and immune function. And because that's our energy source, you know, I have people coming in saying, I am so wiped out. I don't even understand why I'm so tired, uh-huh. you know? And so, you know, there's so many great foods out there, but we can't even oftentimes get enough of those foods. And, you know, they can be very expensive buying all this different food. That's why superfoods, you know, I can't tell you how many people say, as long as I get my, you know, whatever they are taking, the superfoods that we're working on and everything, they're like, that's all I need, because whatever else I have is like icing on the cake. And that it really is true, because, you know, I couldn't, when I couldn't eat that much because I had such serious digestive problems. But when I had my superfoods and I started healing my gut, everything just started working better, because now the river, the road inside was going and turning everything back on for me, mm-hmm. you know.
And I love the fact that you also went through a health crisis yourself, which is that's my history too. Of getting
right, I know.
Right, and
absolutely.
And I want to point out too, for example, on your website, katiesorganics.com, I love the fact that you have products like this Katie's Calcium, which is it's a whole plant food calcium. So instead of just cheap calcium carbonate, which I think is frankly toxic to people.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting because we actually had like over 70 university studies that said basically that it was better absorbed, better utilized, and better retained. And not just my particular calcium, but the ingredients, you know, that the working together. But Cedar Sinai, who they literally did a study on my calcium, because they had some adorable little angel walk in who was on a walker before, and they had just seen her like 2 weeks before that, and she came in and she didn't have her walker anymore, and she walked with such confidence and such strength that she walked in there and literally, honestly, she said, she put the bottle down on the table and she said, my bones are stronger. And it was such a short amount of time, but that's the great thing, is when you start getting that high vibration super nutrition that's worked with all of the nutrients that it needs to work together, because it's not just calcium, as you know, Mike, it's mm-hmm. calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, boron, selenium, zinc, lysine, phosphorus, potassium, vitamin B3, vitamin C, all these different nutrients that work together to synergistically create new osteoblasts, the new bone, mm-hmm. and to help shed the osteoclasts, the old bone. And you know, and what can make it so amazing is if you have certain things working together that are like cofactors that make that work even better. For instance, we know that elephants have the strongest bones in the world, and they're vegan. You know, and how many people right now all they do is eat meat because they want to, you know, they're listening to Joe Rogan, and they're now like these meat eaters, and they're feeling strong, and they're whatever. But an elephant, who's the strongest animal on this earth, and they have the best bones ever because of the plants that they're eating. And in particular, they eat certain plants that are very high in silica. Now, yeah. Silica is absolutely crucial for us, especially as we age and everything. And for, you know, our bones, for our, you know, the ability to create elasticity, so many different things. But that's one of it actually draws these minerals right into the bone with this particular type of silica. And that's one of the things that were so powerful with this, the combination of all these plant foods that were so rich in all these different nutrients, that we were able to draw them in so quickly into the bone and have those kind of results, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I completely agree with you on silica. I think it's critical. We know that silica also binds with aluminum that's in your body, helps you eliminate what forms aluminosilicates, so your body can get rid of it. And then that protects your neurology and so many other things. And it's astonishing to me that calcium carbonate, you know, is added to the almond milk products in the grocery store or other kind of quote milk alternative products. They put calcium carbonate in those to make it look white and chalky and milky.
And it's a joke.
It's a joke. Yeah. And there's, and then they put on the label, oh, contains as much calcium as milk. It's not the same thing.
It's not like, even close.
I could grind up limestone, which is frankly what they do sometimes, and just throw it in there, as much calcium as milk, but it's not.
No,
it's not the same, nor is it the same as plant-based calcium.
Right. And that's why the research showed that women were dying from instant heart attacks and strokes because of the type of calcium. There's several studies that have come out on that. And in my book, The Truth About Calcium, I talk about that and show the different studies that showed that women would just drop dead from heart attacks and strokes because they were eating or they were taking calcium from a rock, shell, stone, yep. bone, chalk. I mean, you might as well eat a bag of cement as far as I'm concerned, because that's what's going to happen to you, you know. And now the dilemma is because they've hit so many women with that. But and so men were not really told to ingest calcium and things like that. But what happened with men is now what we're seeing is that their hips are thinning and they will have more hip fractures, which are the deadliest fractures than even women in the next 20 years. So this is a very wow. serious issue that I really think that, you know, when you see over 50,000 women a year dying from fractures related to osteoporosis, you know, osteopenia and things like that, we, you know, we've got a problem, you know, and we're literally, you Absolutely. Know, I remember Harvard University said that basically, you know, that we were like, we were just falling apart, you know, as a country, you know, and that is the, and here I always say that calcium and all of the minerals that are crucial with it are the absolute foundation of the body, because think about it. It actually is what builds inside of your bone. And this is where your red blood cells are created for your oxygenation, circulate, you know, carrying your food through your body, then your white blood cells to fight infection, and then your stem cells for regeneration. So this is could not be more important, right? So
yeah, minerals are absolutely critical, but they have to be in the right form, as you write about and you formulate into your products. Have you ever taken a box of Wheaties and just mixed it up in water and used a magnet and pulled out all the iron filings? Have you ever done that?
I've never done it, but I've seen it. It's unbelievable.
It's real.
Because
I've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, contains, you know, X amount of iron. Well, yes, iron filings.
It's not good bonkers. Iron. I can tell you that.
No, it's like, how can these companies make even like the multivitamin, the kind of the big common popular brands that are really owned by big pharma companies.
Oh yeah.
Pfizer. They'll say, you know, 100% of calcium, 100% of iron. But if you look at it, it's iron filings and ground up shells and, you know, right. ground up limestone. And, you know, I have goats, and goats I've noticed, because they have multiple stomachs. I'm not sure how many they have. I think three, or maybe
that's right. cows. I don't know. Yeah.
It's more than two. It's either three or four, but they can digest all these rock minerals. They
I know,
can do
they're
it.
Amazing.
Yeah, but I always tell people, unless you have like four goat stomachs, you should not be swallowing this stuff. You should get minerals from plants. That's where minerals should come from.
Yeah, and I do a whole big talk on just vitamins alone and the stuff that people are taking. And you're right, Big Pharma has everything to do with it. And a lot of these big Asian companies, you know, come in and they're creating these, you know, like vitamins that are actually creating more harm than good in the body. I am convinced of that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
we have, if you're taking iron, and I mean, most people will get constipated from it. It doesn't digest well. You know, if you're taking magnesium from, you know, that's chemicalized and everything, all it does is it coats the stomach, it pulls out all your hydration, and it creates a diarrhea-like effect and or a stool softening effect. And you lose a lot more minerals than you're trying to get, that you're, you know, but you're right. trying to keep that in your body. It's terrible.
But you know what else is interesting about this is if you grow plants, and because I do a lot of, you know, hydroponic growing of plants, and when you grow plants, you learn that the top two minerals that you must have to grow plants is calcium and magnesium. So therefore,
Absolutely.
The top two minerals in plants are always calcium and magnesium. Always. So
Absolutely.
If you want loads of calcium and magnesium, eat loads of plants or drink them in a smoothie. It's just, I don't know how we've become so separated from what plants, what they take in to grow and what they give us. Like people are so isolated from where their food comes from. They don't even know the inputs of it.
Well, I think we've been marketed. This has all been marketed, and we get to go ahead and educate people and teach them that what's really going on and bring them back, pull them away from the crazy marketing that's on the TVs and things like that, and really bring them back to our gardens. You know, I always say the cure's in the kitchen, and I have a little podcast that's, you know, the cure's in the kitchen. And honestly, you know, I've been able to really share with people all the different benefits of so many different things, of things that you can do for yourself. You know, if you've got, you know, cysts in your body, if you, you know, if you have terrible respiration, you have, you know, heart problems. I mean, we just by like one, like Nepal cactus is so high in magnesium. And we had a girl that literally, she was so sick and couldn't take, you know, any other form of magnesium. And, but yet she was in heart failure, and we literally were able to bring her out of heart failure with this, you know, and it's so amazing to see how Mother Nature works, you know, that mm-hmm. we really truly have it all at the fingertips, and we just have to keep learning and never give up, you know, because I, like I told you before, I can remember at 4 o'clock in the morning, every night trying to stay up every night just to keep breathing, because I felt like I was just going to stop breathing at any moment, you know. And I know that there are people out there, and they have no idea that, you know, they're going through the same thing, and they don't know what to do. And that's what we get to do, is share this amazing information with these people, you know.
Yeah, I know. It is quite a blessing and honor to be able to have a platform like this and reach a lot of people. And yet, you know, we're the ones who are completely censored and deplatformed and so on, because the mainstream messages are all about things that hurt you.
Right, exactly.
Take these drugs, take these jabs, the transhumanism injections, and eat this junk food and all of that. Imagine how many lives we could help save if we weren't censored, if we were just allowed to speak.
Exactly. Can I share one thing, though, that's one message I really want to get out, because I know it's there's a website called theorgonedonor.com, and it is it's where you can get what they call earth pipes, and you put them in the ground, and they literally will make the chemtrails dissipate. The geoengineering above you will dissipate. When you can do that, we can all start doing that, and they can't stop it. Once it's up there, I mean, we are able to keep it away. And what happens is basically we're able to bring back our natural weather patterns. They've been able to do that in Sedona and change it. Now they've had more rain than they've had in years and brought it back. And so they're trying to create, you know, drought. They're trying to create our inability to be able to, you know, their deprivation of our food. We're not be able, you know, won't be able to, you know, have enough water to even create food, you know, and stuff. And so that is the one thing. And it also helps protect you from the 5G and neutralizes that, those frequencies, the disturbing frequencies. So, and it's so inexpensive. So just the earth pipes at theorgonedonor.com. I have nothing to do with it. I just saw when I went to this festival in October, literally they had them there, and pulled up before they even got there, and it had all the chemtrails in the sky. I got out of my RV because I brought my RV because it was like a weekend thing. It was really cool. And literally the chemtrails were gone, and there was a rainstorm that came down in the desert. And the guy said, I hope you like that rain because we made it happen. And that's what it does. It brings back the natural weather patterns. And if we go along the Mississippi, we can stop. We can bring back the natural weather patterns and ensure that we can bring those barges down to feed people, and we will not be in a situation. You know, we just have to do that. Everybody has to reach out and start doing this, and it teaches you how to make these. They're so inexpensive, and you can make them. They're amazing.
Wow.
So
this is like the anti-harp earth defense system or something, huh?
Yeah, Wilhelm Reich. Was it Wilhelm Reich? I believe he was the one who figured this out, and I apparently they put him in jail and killed him, basically.
Wow, this is really interesting. Okay,
it's really you got to learn about it. That's another whole full on show, which I think we need to get out there. But I just wanted to share that with people. Okay,
all right. Let me just spell it for people listening, because not everybody is familiar with that. Orgone is O-R-G-O-N-E. O-R-G-O-N-E.
Yeah, so it's
theorgonedonor.com. I'm looking at it. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, and you'll learn all about it. It'll teach you how to make it. And this guy, his name is Mitch, is just an amazing human being, you know.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, very, very interesting stuff. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
Great.
That's the thing. There's so many different areas to explore. The solutions are all out there. The solutions are found in nature. And the overall theme of what I think the challenge for humanity is that everything we're suffering through was created by man. The scarcity, the droughts, the food problems, the GMOs, it's all created by man. if these governments and corporations would stop poisoning us, actually, we would have abundance.
We so would. And so we really have to look at it. You know, here's the thing. We had an amazing guest on Friday night, but and all I'm going to say is watch Braveheart. And we had William Wallace here, basically. And anyways, it was an amazing evening. But we all have to become William Wallace, but not in the way of fighting like that. We have to be smart in the way that we are purchasing, whatever we're purchasing, whatever we're participating in, whatever we're creating in our lives. I cannot wait to come to your farm. I can't wait to come to see to you what you've created, Mike, because you're just amazing. You inspire me all the time. Seriously, it's just so incredible. And we all need to be living like this because it's like living off the grid, you know what I'm saying? And not having to be affected by these people. And that's when our life condition is so strong. Our faith is so strong that we have the ability to create our own world so that they cannot destroy us, you know?
Yeah, or starve us out, because once you know how to grow food and do it sustainably, then you're not trapped by that system. And they depend on people's ignorance, you know, to weaponize food scarcity.
Right. And fear. We talked about fear on Friday night, and that was the difference between the almost the people who that there is a select group that who just understand what's going on or don't completely understand, but know that what's happening is not right. And they're looking for the answers, you know, and that they're not driven by fear. They are, they'll stand up. They'll become they've got that William Wallace in them, that brave heart that is going to say, no, you're not going to hurt my children. No, you're not going to take us down. You're not going to destroy me. Make me lose my house. Make me lose my job. I will stand up to you, you know, up to the situation.
Wow. That's why it's so astonishing to me that they were able to recruit so many people to take part in their destruction by begging for the jabs. It's astonishing
to
me. And it is a self-replicating type of vaccine that's shedding on other people, you know, to bring it back to what we started with here. I can't believe that there are still people out there that just don't have the information to where they can say, hey, wait a minute, maybe I shouldn't trust this huge propaganda campaign. You know, maybe I shouldn't trust the first wave of this experiment, right?
No, like, right, exactly.
Where is that? What happened? Like, how do people become so gullible to?
Well, you know, okay, think about this, Mike. Like, I know in California, and I don't know others about what happened in other states, but I have learned a couple other states are not even affected by it. But we have the aluminum or the fluoride in our water, which is an offshoot of aluminum, and basically they tripled it in the last like 8 years. And so that we know when you take that and you're ingesting that in your body, and even whether it's a shower and you're not drinking the water, but you're taking a shower, well, your body is drinking it, you know, and ultimately you become very susceptible. Like, you are very suggestible. You will believe what the mainstream media fake news is saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is what happened even within Hitler's time. And so I know exactly why we have so many complicit people, some people that are just so gullible and are just saying okay to this here in California, like no other state. Like, I go to other states, it's really bad in California.
No, I agree. It's as if there's a sorcery spell that has been cast over the population. And, you know, how can someone turn on CNN, for example, and just sit there and watch it and not have their brain explode? You know, but any mainstream program, daytime TV programming, how can you sit there and watch that at all?
I agree with you 100%. The thing is like, you have, they've lost their critical thinking ability in many ways, you know? And because they're so passive, that's what happens. They become passive. So it's like they're suggestible. Mm-hmm. So now you've let down all of your guard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I remember I was on Shop NBC, like it's like a, you know, HSN kind of a thing years ago. And Tony Robbins called in on the show, and he wanted to talk to me and everything and stuff. And that was one of the things, like he said, I got to talk to you after the show. And anyways, and so we talked after the show, and he said, you know, you're so like open that you're like, you have no barrier, that you have no protection around you. And I was very much like that. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. I think I was somewhat suggestible and, you know, and really, I don't know, naive or whatever in that, at that time. And so we have to have some kind of protection and a knowing protection. And when that is missing, we are just vulnerable to so many assaults. It's unbelievable. You know,
yeah, you know, you're right. And this is a process for everybody. And I, in my younger years, I was for sure way more gullible.
You know, right.
I thought that the system was looking out for us, you know, when I was in college, let's say.
I know. And it's so sad because we cannot trust. We realize we don't, first of all, you don't really know who to trust. And I mean, I trust you. I trust what your information is. And I mean, I'm very, very aware of what's going on and everything. And you just know how to say it. It's like so great. And you do your homework and I check your homework. It's amazing. You know, but the thing is our government, the news, the radio, that all of the different sources that are out there, you can't trust them. You can't. There's an ulterior motive on everything. And it's just trying to, you know, get everybody to go along with what their MO, you know, their method of operation. And it's a very scary time. But people are waking up. That's the great thing, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
going back to nutrition, you know, you were talking about the two things that you absolutely need is calcium and magnesium. Well, think about this. First of all, we have over half the population that is before the pandemic was deficient of calcium, and 80% are just deficient of magnesium.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what happens with, because the COVID and the 5G came out at the same time, because there are two mechanisms that work together, right? We know that the 5G literally opens up the calcium channels, and just that calcium just starts spewing out of you. And I always say that calcium is the most important thing in the body. You know, calcium makes your heart beat up, the magnesium beats down. And if you don't have that buttum, you know, of where it's going up and down, and you just have it going up, you're not going to make it probably, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we need that. We need it. But if you're losing massive amounts of calcium in the body, you know, you are just, it's going to be very easy. Your heart, it's going to be very easy to take you out with your heart for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of these young athletes and young kids are not getting the nutrition that we need. We already know that. We know that they are probably some of the most deficient in just calcium and magnesium alone because of the diet that many of these kids are ingesting. So, you know,
yep.
This could not be more important.
Neurology too, because people think, oh, it's about bones, or like you said, it's about the heart, but it's about neurology as well.
Absolutely.
You've got, you know, calcium channels and a lot of the prescription drugs like calcium blockers. What are they trying to do? Well, they're blocking your normal calcium channel physiology, and calcium is used in every single cell. And so is magnesium in every living
Absolutely.
Cell in the body. So is potassium. So is sodium and so on. So if you don't have the right balance of these things, your system just doesn't work. And, you know, modern medicine comes along and gives it names. Oh, that's now it's schizophrenia or it's osteoporosis or osteomalacia, but it's really the same core causes. It's either lack of nutrition or exposure to toxins. Like those are the top two things.
Right.
That's like 99% of medicine is just those two things.
Absolutely. And we know the plant foods we ingest, for instance, you know, when you're having true whole plant food calcium, it's over 9 times more bioavailable than the carbonates, citrates, you know, gluconates and the coral calcium, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, it's crazy, you know, and we need that bioavailability. The body it recognizes it. It recognizes that. It's not going to recognize a stone coming into the body or a powdery stone or whatever. It may create a little chemical reaction, but what's going to happen is it's going to start building up in the body and not be able to be moved out of the body easily, and then you're going to have all other kind of problems, like, you know, gallstones, kidney stones, and things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And so
That's right. It
is couldn't be more important to get the right type of nutrition and from plant foods, you know.
It's like a patient comes in, doctor, why do I have so many stones in my body? And if the doctor were honest and say, you've been eating rocks.
Right.
I mean, why is this a mystery?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm really glad we got a chance to cover this in such detail. I can't believe we're already out of time. What do you want to leave people with here just to wrap this up? And, you know, katiesorganics.com is your website, but what's your overall message you want people to remember from this?
Well, I think, you know, if people understand that the heart of most disease is nutritional deficiencies, systemic toxins, inactivity, stress, and, you know, and lack of sleep and everything, I think that if they can start addressing those things, they have a great chance of really overcoming any kind of health challenge. And, you know, and do not let fear, you know, whether you got the shot or not or whatever, do not let that be your, you know, end all, because fear will keep you from finding your solutions and everything. And you need to be the courageous lion. You got to be that brave heart, that William Wallace, you know, that's going to fight for your life and for your family's life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you will win, because, you know, I do know that Lyme disease alone was the precursor to all of this, believe it or not, you know, because they have a self-assembly little organisms that create these long little worms, and then they hook together and they start taking over your body and everything. And it's just, they've made it more advanced. So we have the ability to turn this around, and these are my best years of my life. And I know that, you know, we can overcome this together for sure.
Yeah. I love the overall message here. So evil men created bioweapons against humanity, but Mother Nature provides the biosolutions, and they grow all around you in the wild. Actually, if you know what to look for. So it's like we were already given all the defenses that we need against this. We just have to be wise enough to recognize it.
I know. It's so true. You know, never give up for sure. Have that incredible spirit.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Katie, it's always a pleasure to be able to speak with you. Thank you for sharing time with us.
You are such a treasure, Mike. Thank you so much. Well, bless you.
Thank you. Bless you. Mm-hmm. And for those of you listening, again, Katie's website is katiesorganics.com. And as always, feel free to repost this interview on your own channels, because we want to get the word out about all of this. And people, stop eating rocks.
Stop eating iron filings.
Like, what are you, a robot? Are you a cyborg? Why are you eating iron filings? Anyway.
I know, right?
What are you, a goat?
I don't have four stomachs.
Somebody was saying, like, yeah, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the goat. Yeah, I can eat it. You know that acronym, GOAT,
yeah.
Greatest of all time. But anyway, it's funny. But yeah, folks, get your minerals from plant-based nutrients. That's the
right
best way to do it.
Right on.
All right. Well, thank you
bless
all for listening.
You.
Yep. Bless you all. And thank you, Dr. Katie. It's been a pleasure.
Right on. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you, simply because I want like-minded people to survive.